It's the Mix on 90.7 WKGC, your local public radio station, the only one in HD, and that's Rocky Mountain Way. Joe Walsh starting things off, and a happy Thursday morning.
Woo!
Good morning. That's your cue to say good morning.
I have no mic.
Yeah, you do. It's right there in front of you.
No, I don't.
You don't? Why?
It's not working. It's not on.
Yeah, it is.
It's working for me.
I can't hear anything. Oh.
You got to turn the volume.
Because I have to control my own headphones
yeah,
now.
Yeah, you got your own volume over there.
Mine was going through the same thing this morning. Everything is
Well, good morning. Happy Thursday / Monday.
Yeah. Happy Thursday / Monday. All that good stuff. We have on, as long as all of the gizmos and gadgets are lining up correctly,
right,
we have out at the Bay County Public Library, we have Mr. Tom Hoots on the road. Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys doing? There.
Yeah, we are here.
You sound like you're right here, but you're there.
It's magic.
It is the magic of radio and broadcasting.
Yes.
So where are you at today?
I am at the NWRLS Beach Branch. Now, I will make you say that several times, Scott.
Okay, not a problem.
Okay, now just write it down.
The beach branch is nice. That's the one near my house. Yeah.
You are very correct. I was very impressed when I came in. This is a nice, very nice looking building. In fact, when Caleb and I drove up, we went, "Wow, this is a lot nicer looking building than the other one." It's a very handsome building, and it's very nicely laid out inside. So it's great. And I'm here with Laurel Aspey, who is the branch manager out here, and of course my faithful sidekick Caleb, who is looking at me like, "Please shut up." Is that your initial thought?
He usually looks at me that way.
Keep talking. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, I'll let Laura introduce herself, and we'll chat a little bit about the library and what they've got coming up here, including, I hear, voter registration. We don't know the dates yet, but they're going to have voter registration going on out here, and we all know how Tom feels about voting.
Tom likes voting.
He's
from Chicago. He votes often.
Yes, well, yeah, that's why I do keep an alias in Chicago, because they let me vote 15, 20 times up there. I love it. So, Laura, tell us what do we have going on at this place right now?
Good morning, Tom. Thanks for having me. We just finished a great summer reading program here. We had lots of programs, and we had 49 kids complete a summer reading challenge, so we're really happy about that. We have STEM classes coming up, resuming Wednesday, September 5th at 3:00. That's for kids ages 5 and up. Parents are invited to watch through our glass windows here. And then we have our Book Babies classes resume on Tuesday, September 4th at 10 a.m., and that's for ages birth to 3. And parents are encouraged to join us for that. Mm-hmm. And then I've created a new story time class that will begin on Thursday, September 20th at 9:30 in the morning. That will be for children ages 3 to 4. I'm calling it Sail into School. Mm-hmm. All about kindergarten and school readiness.
Cool.
So those are the three programs that will be coming up in September.
Yeah, this is a nice, we're in their conference room. I guess this is also their teaching and training room. I suspect there's a lot of kids in here because there's a large banner on the wall that says Fizz Boom Read, which is pretty neat. Actually, this is, like I said, very nice. What are you going to do in your STEM class?
So our STEM classes are, we have it once a week. And we have it all planned out for the entire year. We'll start on September 5th with our AirBots, and then go to newspaper towers, Legos, and then a soda can.
Legos.
Legos are fun.
Oh, that's got
you got my attention
there. He does like his Legos.
Yeah, absolutely.
Last year, I was a recipient of a plan grant, and I was able to purchase Lego education kits.
Oh, cool.
Ooh.
So I have 15 kits here that we bring out once a month for our STEM kits.
Excellent. Well, that would be a lot of fun for the kids, and also gets them thinking in the right direction.
Well, I brought that out into the community this summer as well, over to two of the elementary schools.
Mm-hmm. So. Excellent. Cool. Well, we have Tom on the road at the Northwest Regional Library System Beach Branch. Did I get all that right?
You did.
All right.
Excellent,
thank you.
Scott.
We're expecting Cecile Schoon to
come in.
We're going to talk about Florida Amendment 1.
Our first day of amendments.
And we're going to keep you all on the line, so we're going to take a break. We've got some music from James Brown on the other side of the break. Can you hold with us, Tom?
You betcha.
That's right, you can.
And we're all studied up over here on our amendments, so we're ready to jump in on that.
Yeah, they're at the library, though, so that's, you know, this is kind of like cheating.
We can
cheating.
Research anything yeah,
they
you want,
that's right.
believe me.
They can find out
they
anything
They do that
there.
Stuff there.
That's what they do.
Do that stuff here.
You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. That's some James Brown for your Thursday morning. Get up off of that thing. It is 19 minutes after 9 o'clock, and we are in the studio. We've got producer Brandon and the one and only Tori Shad. Oh,
well, good morning, Captain Kirkman.
Yeah,
thanks
problem.
So much. We're all having our own little
It's a day, isn't
this
it?
This morning. It's like a Monday.
It is like a Monday.
And there's one for everybody.
I think
mean,
so.
Brandon's trying to log in
he's
somewhere.
Just, he's
and,
a student. That happens. That's a daily thing.
Your phone won't work.
And, it works now.
Okay, great. And
Engineer Steve has fixed the phone remotely.
Remote.
I don't know where in the world
come,
he is.
We didn't even see him.
No.
But he fixed it.
He fixes everything from behind his desk.
That's perfect.
Exactly. And on the road with us this morning, with a clear signal, sounds like they're sitting right here.
It does, but they're at the Panama City Beach Library.
Yeah, the Northwest Regional Library System. Panama City Beach branch is Tom and producer Caleb. Good morning, guys.
All right. That just rolled off your tongue
Didn't
like
it?
Water there. That was amazing.
Have you been practicing at home?
Yes.
Shows.
Thank you, sir.
Practice makes
yes,
perfect.
Yes, definitely been practicing at home. We've got a serious issue to talk about, but before we do, because you're at the library, somebody could stop into the library and research a number of things, including
yes.
something that went on this day in history. Do you know what it might be, Tom?
I would know what it might be, yes.
Oh, really?
What is that?
I would think that this was the day the very first plutonium bomb ever was dropped on Nagasaki.
Okay, well, that's not exactly where I was going with that.
Really?
But no. I was thinking that this was kind of an unusual day for Gerald Ford in 1974. He became the first unelected person to become president of the United States. First and only, I should say.
First and only, yes.
Yeah. Nixon resigned today.
We've had some presidents that lost the popular vote and still got to be president, but he was the only one that was never even ran for
president. He never even ran.
Now, when Spiro Agnew got caught with his fingers in the cookie jar and had to resign, Ford was appointed
VP
by Nixon to become vice president. And then Nixon got his whole arm caught in the cookie jar and had to go. And that's when
I am not a crook. Something like that. Yes. Yeah. So today,
like
in 1974, he resigned and President Ford becomes, well, President Ford.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Yeah. Interesting stuff. Yeah. You could read about that at the library.
You could.
I'll bet you they could dig that up for you if you wanted
to. Do they have the missing minutes of the Nixon tapes there? That's my question.
We're looking. That's actually what we were doing and while you were playing James Brown. We were out there scrounging around in the archives out here to see if they had the missing 18 minutes. So far we haven't located it.
Okay.
We will report back if we find it.
Absolutely. In the meantime, though, we're really here to talk about Amendment 1. We've got some amendments that are going
right.
to be on
there
the
Florida
ballot.
There are 13 amendments unless they successfully block the dog racing amendment,
right.
which
dog
is the 13th. We've got 13 weeks to get there to see if we'll end up doing that one or
okay,
not.
Okay, there you go.
It may or may not end up on the ballot.
If we do, we'll have if it doesn't end up on the ballot, which they have to decide very quickly because the ballots are going to get printed here shortly.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have a recap week.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely.
Recap Thursday.
Why not?
Right. So Amendment 1 is the homestead property tax exemption. It will just grant an additional $25,000 homestead exemption for homes worth $125,000 or more. And that's the appraised value. Which is
right.
my understanding. It's not the sticker price. It's not what you could sell the home for today. It's the
it's the
value on the property appraiser's website,
baypa.com,
I believe. You can check your property value there to see if you even fall, you know, see if this even matters to your home.
Sure.
For example.
And so currently, you can get approved for a homestead exemption mm-hmm. at $25,000. If
right.
your home appraises for more than $75,000, you can get another $25,000. That's 50.
Right.
Those of us that are mathematically challenged. Now this one says if your house appraises over what, 150? Is that what it
125,
is? 125.
You can deduct another $25,000
yeah.
off that value.
There you go.
So your tax bill will be less, but you do think about the state of Florida, they will be collecting less tax dollars, and they will have to you know, they're going to have to replace those funds in their budget somehow. So more than likely, it could be an increase in sales tax.
Yeah, there's going to be winners and losers on this. I think part of the thinking on this might be to try to get some of our visitors to pick up more of the bill, but they also have to realize that because if you have rental properties, they do not qualify for homestead exemptions, and rental properties and rents might because overall taxes are going to go up. Some of those things are actually going to increase in value. We could see most probably more sales tax, or we could see some of the other fuel tax options and stuff like that. The money's going to have to come from somewhere, because there's no way we're going to convince the state and the counties to spend less money.
Think that's going to happen?
Let me just say I'm doubtful about that.
Okay.
It hasn't happened yet in my lifetime. We have had tax cuts in my lifetime, but it's only meant that we have continued to spend and just racked up debt.
Right.
And the state of Florida cannot do that constitutionally. So they're going to have to balance the budget somewhere. So this is one where there's kind of minorly some winners and losers on it. And whether or not you support it just depends on how you feel about distributing the tax burden.
About who's paying the tax, exactly.
Right. Exactly.
It's not like we're going, just like Tom said, it's not like they're going to operate on less budget.
No, that's not going to happen.
And for anyone that's worried about your school taxes, because that's part of the property tax bill. That will stay the same. If it's passed, it's not going to reduce the taxes homeowners pay to the local school district. So.
Right.
You don't have to worry about that detail if you're concerned.
Those are two separate tax pieces.
Right.
So we talked just a little bit about, we mentioned anyway, the winners and losers. So we're going to play a quick song. We've got a break, and because I want you all to think about this a little bit. News 13's Ross Whitley, he's not going to weigh in on this. He is going to weigh in, however, on the weather coming up here in just a moment. So we want to talk about who those potential winners are and potential losers. On this particular amendment. So in the meantime, more appropriately, we're going to listen to the Beatles as they sing about the tax man. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. Deny my dear. That's Mumford & Sons on The Mix on 90.7 WKGC. That's Little Lion Man. I've got the album of that, the vinyl.
Right?
I need to bring it in for the vinyl play.
Oh, very good.
Problem is,
I'd like to hear some of the other cuts on that album.
It's all great. I don't know what you call these guys. It's a fusion of bluegrassy,
folky
rock. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you call them, but I like them.
I know that song was in the top 10 on the rock chart when I was 14. So
right, when it first came out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a big
hit.
You're
14?
I was 14 when it came out, yes.
I was 14.
Who deserves
once.
That? I was too. It was a long time ago. Speaking of folks who were 14 a long time ago, Tom.
Yes.
He's out at the Northwest Regional Library System Beach Branch. Good morning, Tommy.
We are. And we're sitting here talking a little bit about what's going to be going on out here. And we have, you have to dig stuff out of Laura out here. She's not very forthcoming with some of her information, but it turns out that she might be starting she's gotten financing to start a code club out here. So
a code club?
What's that?
Yeah. Is that legal?
I hope so, and I hope they're not hacking. They're just going to learn how to program things. So I'll let Laura tell you a little bit about what they're going to learn to program, and we don't know when the start dates are yet or anything, but it's brand new.
Right. I just found out on Tuesday that I and this library are a recipient of an IMLS grant, and that's the Institute of Museum and Library Services, one of 50 libraries in the United States to get this grant to start a code club for kids. So I'm really thrilled about that. It'll be for ages 8 to 14, and that will just segue right into our STEM classes.
So what are you going to be coding? I mean, what is the device you're going to be working on coding? Do you know yet?
Well, that I don't know. They're going to be calling each of the recipients personally and then talking with them.
Okay,
in place.
So that would be something very interesting to do. This will be kind of an after-school thing, or?
Yeah, I'm obligated to provide 2 to 3 hours a week and leadership for this. I don't know anything about coding, so I'll be learning along with them.
Oh, cool. Well, you'll like it. It's fun.
Very cool stuff.
Yeah, it is.
It's another club that we can join.
I don't think you're going to qualify. Now you could if we shave Brandon, you could send him down here. He'll pass for a 12-year-old, but
maybe
how are you at coding?
He's looking
Brandon?
Older I mean, every day.
He is. He's looking older. He's finally starting. Our little boy, Tori. Our little
boy. Our little boy is growing up. You're
know.
Right. It's hard.
And then I'll shave, and that progress will all go away.
He's the only person I know has to have a beard. Because if not, he'd get carded, certainly driving a car.
I don't know, Tom. If you shaved your beard, maybe you'd shave off, like, you know, 20 or 30 years.
I would still qualify for a walker. Even if you shaved off 20 years, I'm
you
still
think?
Good with a walker. Yeah, I think so.
Well, before we know it, Brandon will be buying his first home.
Yes.
Nice segue.
He will have to consider amendment number one.
Yeah.
Now, can we talk about how this affects, you know, us currently, because I'm 24, college student. How would this amendment affect me right now?
Chances
in the future.
Chances are you're going to pay more.
Chances are you're going to pay higher sales tax.
Yep.
Well, so, and possibly if you rent.
Or maybe fees at the, some other tax, maybe fees at the motor vehicle or wherever they decide to spread this money out to.
Fuel tax.
Fuel tax.
Local
you could
option,
pay
fuel
more.
Tax. Somehow
more
they
at
have
the
to
pump.
Make up that money.
Yeah.
So you will be financing a tax reduction for me and for Scott.
I appreciate that.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
And you're just going to have to, you know, work a little harder to pay for it.
Yeah, and if it's the sales tax, that's also the vacationers that are going
yes,
to pay
it is.
More
and that,
too.
And
so it's not just you.
Right.
We were kind of discussing that off air, and it's a tremendous advantage to communities to encourage home ownership because the whole thing just works better when people have that kind of a vested interest in my case, Lynn Haven, you know.
Right.
It really does help. So,
you
know, and I'm sure that if you had a city that was nothing but home ownership everywhere or municipality, you'd find that the, you know, you'd need less fire service, you'd need less police service, all of that, and you know, and property values would go up because everybody takes really good care of their property. If you're renting a house, you know, take so much good care of it. But there is reasons to encourage that. But the other thing you have to be careful of is who are you shifting the tax burden to?
Right.
Because taxes will be paid eventually.
Well, according to an article back just a few weeks ago in the Miami Herald, it said that according to some work done about Amendment 1, the shift for if this were to be approved, it would lose local governments, which rely on property taxes for revenue, would lose about $645 million in the first year. And I'm assuming they're talking about Miami down there, not necessarily
right.
Bay County, but that's just kind of looking at one area.
Right.
It's a big chunk of change.
It sure is.
So who are the winners and losers here? Because this isn't necessarily all bad. It just sort of depends on where you stand.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're not changing any taxes. We're just moving them around. We're doing a little social engineering with our tax structure.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I would suppose that the better communities that have a high percentage of better housing are going to lose more, that those counties are going to lose more income and going to have to make more drastic changes.
Interesting.
Right. But it will.
Is that what you feel about
it?
But
it could encourage home ownership as
exactly.
well. So there may be a long-term benefit on mm-hmm. the tax rolls. So 10 years from now, you know, Brandon may get into his first home sooner because
he can make another
$25,000
off of it.
Quite a bit lower.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, it mm-hmm. it helps your tax bill. And did that article calculate approximate savings to a homeowner?
No, it didn't.
Is it about, you know?
This one didn't, but there are a lot of articles out there that I was reading this morning. Mm-hmm. And one site had a link that somebody in Tampa had come up with, one of the representatives. They had worked to create a little program that you could put your address in your
right.
county, and it would estimate for you how much you would save. I tried it. It didn't work.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm
I
sorry.
Put in my address, and it would go no further than that. So.
Well, you've got a new development, so it's probably not on the, you know.
But it's a couple of years old at this point, yeah. So I would think it is in there someplace.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll
maybe
have to check it out.
To their code camp out here to figure out how to work the website.
You know, that is a brilliant idea. They need it, or I need it, or both, maybe.
maybe both.
It's 9:41. We'll bring the guys back from the Beach Branch of the Northwest Regional Library System. Thank you again for going out there, and thank you to the library for talking with us this morning.
Okay, one more thing.
Yes.
We have to get Laura to tell us how we get in touch with them.
Oh, yeah.
Because we haven't done that.
Okay, so you can visit our website at www.nwrls.com. We're also on Facebook. The hours are Monday, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, 9 until 6, Thursday, Friday, 9 until 5, Saturday, 9 to 4. We're at 12500 Hutchinson Boulevard on the beach.
It's the corner of Lindell and Middle Beach Road for those who
Right next to the senior center.
Right next to the senior. Yeah, I think
and across from the Dollar General. It's a one-stop shop. You go to Dollar General and then you go over to the library.
I can scoot my walker over to the senior center.
There you go.
I'm actually thinking about stopping over there and looking at it because I need to be looking at these things soon, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, it's time.
Thank you, Tom and Caleb and Laura. Go ahead, buddy.
Thank you, Laura. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate letting us use this nice room out here and putting up with us. And thank you for the work you guys do out here at all of the NWRLS branches. Eventually, someday, I hope to get to every one of them.
Well, thanks. And just a quick plug-in that once a week, starting January, February, March, we have homestead property tax help here. And
perfect.
Excellent.
There you go.
If you have any questions. Before that, please come in. Any one of us would be more than happy to help.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Tom and Caleb, and have a safe trip back in across the bridge.
Yeah. Well, there's no customs on the other going the other direction.
I thought there, and I really thought that there was, but
no, it's only when getting out here. Oh, okay. Getting back, they let us back. They'll let anybody back into Panama City, I think.
Right.
That's
yeah,
true.
That's
I made
true.
It in. All right, we'll take a quick little music break here. We've got some music from the Five Man Electrical Band. This is Signs. You're listening to your local public radio station, 90.7 WKGC. And Bruno Mars and some other guy that's the genius for producing that.
Yeah.
I don't remember his name, but that's Uptown Funk. It's 9:51, and you're listening to The Mix on your local public radio station, 90.7 WKGC. And we're glad to have you along. We've been talking about Amendment 1, and we want to mention that on Thursdays,
we are going to do
this point forward.
Yes.
We're going to talk about
amendments.
All of them.
Yes. Yeah. All 13 amendments, or if it turns out to be 12, that's fine too.
And we're going to unpack them for you, and we're going to try to keep our own personal opinions out of it. I mean, we're just trying to give you the information.
We're just giving the information. We'll also have experts coming in from the League of Women Voters.
Yes.
We did have one little scheduling snafu this morning.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens sometimes. Luckily, this was one of the easier amendments to explain.
Short, sweet, to the point.
Short and sweet. It was put on the ballot by the legislature.
Yeah,
this
absolutely.
Wasn't a
this is not a group.
This wasn't
it.
A citizen proposed, and it wasn't Constitutional Revision Commission. It was your state legislatures putting this on the ballot to give.
Which this is perhaps one of the least evil looking ones.
Right.
It doesn't look to hurt everybody. It sort of depends on where you stand.
It's just sort of shifting the tax burden from the homeowners to, to whatever other segments they decide to, and that will probably be your local government that will miss this money and then try to make
it up somehow. So we encourage you to make up your mind on your own. I mean,
go to lwv.org.
Mm-hmm.
They will explain all the amendments and then also give you the pros and cons.
Sure.
And the League of Women Voters is a nonpartisan group, but they will take a position on some of these. If there is a like a safety concern or a public, if it's going to damage the public in some way, they do want you to know that. So,
but ultimately, make up your own mind. Be informed when you go to the polls.
LWV.org/amendments will explain everything.
Absolutely.
And on Thursdays, you can message us on the Facebook page if you have a question for our expert. And
I am not that person,
or call the phone line 850-747-3205. Thank you, Engineer Stephen, for fixing the phone.
He did.
This
he
morning.
Did it. Man, he did it quick.
He did
too.
It without even coming in the room.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
I think he's in his bunny slippers in his office.
In his office,
know?
Yeah.
Maybe his feet up on his desk. He's waiting for little problems to come across. Mm-hmm. Actually, he stays pretty busy.
But he does. We give him lots of little problems every day.
Well, pretty much. That's the role of engineer. I think that's
it
job
is.
Description number one
it
of
is.
An engineer.
Yeah. But
anyway, we have we've got some program changes that are happening next
week.
Oh,
yes. That's
some
exciting.
Cool stuff.
New jazz shows.
Some new jazz. We've got a show called Jazz in the New Millennium. It's going to air on Thursdays at 6 o'clock, and mm-hmm. that starts next Thursday. A program called Cafe Jazz, which I've listened to this stuff. It's really cool. Haven't shared it with you yet.
You're keeping it
It airs on Friday nights at 10 o'clock. Our Fridays are moving around a little bit.
Yeah.
The College of Rock and Roll Knowledge with Boomer Bill, mm-hmm. he's moving to 6 p.m.
Moving on up.
He's moving on up. 6 to 8 p.m. And
he must have gotten a good grade.
He did get a good
show.
Grade.
Good.
Yeah, he did. He passed. And the Radio Cosmos with Mike Thompson is shifting up just a little bit. It's going to start at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Kind of those hours are a little more normal for two-hour blocks. And then after that, Cafe Jazz picks up at 10 p.m.
And what kind of jazz is on Cafe Jazz?
All kinds of good stuff. Like it's
variety.
Just really, yeah.
Great.
It's some upbeat stuff and some kind of cool laid-back stuff. I'm not a jazz aficionado, so I can't exactly put good labels to it.
That's okay.
And then following the best in blues and soul from B. Maxwell,
mm-hmm.
all right, is a show called Friends of the Blues. And
oh,
it's a really
good.
Cool show, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know what kind of music it plays? Are you ready for this?
Is it blues?
It's blues.
Very good.
So if you want to see, starting on Monday, check out our website, wkgc.org, and the new, brand new program mm-hmm. guide will be up there and updated.
Great.
Ready to go.
If you're into jazz, a musician, the jazz band, the concert band,
oh,
and
yes.
the concert chorale are all looking for members here at Gulf Coast State College. If you've played an instrument before, maybe in high school, and you can join the band.
You certainly
you
can.
You know, you don't have to be part of visual and performing arts to be part of the bands here.
That's true.
And they're looking for members. In addition, I was over at the other side of campus yesterday.
They let you over there.
I ventured all the way to the Amelia Center Theater and found that they are they're auditioning for two plays this fall. They are both plays, so you don't have to worry about singing.
Sure.
So actors, straight up actors for these productions. One is called The Wolves, and that is an all-female cast. It is about a female soccer team. So if you have soccer experience, it's helpful, but it's not required. They're looking for fantastic actresses for The Wolves, and there will be a soccer coach brought in if your soccer skills aren't quite up to par.
Yeah. Interesting stuff.
And also Shakespeare. They're doing Shakespeare this fall, Much Ado About Nothing. And there are more male roles in that production. So don't worry, guys. You're not getting left out. And of course, there's one.
But it's Shakespeare. They could have a woman play a man.
Yes, they are willing to gender bend the roles in Shakespeare, but not in The Wolves.
Of course
not. They will need to be real women in The Wolves, please.
Well, we are going to wind up this hour of music. We're going to do so by using our vinyl play of the day, going back to 1968. It's the Beatles again. We had to play them for Taxman. It just fit perfectly. But this is Revolution. You're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC.
Evolution. Well, you know, we all want to change the world. But when you talk about destruction, don't you know that you can count me out? Don't you know it's gonna be a real solution? Well, you know, we'd all love to see
ask me for a contribution. Well, you know, we all do what we can. But if you want money for people with minds that hate, all I can tell you is, brother, you have to wait. All right. Chairman Mao, you ain't gonna make it with anyone anyhow. All right.